Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people. With your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio, where we have powerful interviews with powerful people. Of course, that was Antonia Lawrence with our theme song, The Power of a Woman. You may purchase that at iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Again, that's Antonia Lawrence with the theme song, The Power of a Woman. Let me share with you some of our sponsors. Mobi Flyers. It's a flyer custom design that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do, but can't. Mobi Flyer brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but so far into the future. It's a mobile interactive flyer. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. View them at mobiflyers.mobi, M-O-B-I. FLYERS.mobi. That's mobiflyers.mobi. Also, coming to Atlanta April 30th through May 2nd, Post Pastor and Conference Speaker Val Falbo with Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps. Please visit their website at diamondwomensconference.com. diamondwomensconference.com. So excited to have a very, very special guest with us. So let me go and go out some more of our sponsors, and then we're going to hear from an awesome, awesome, awesome guest.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Seventeenth Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd. At the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4 and 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, and I look forward to seeing you there. Good morning, Cornelia. So glad to have you with us.
Good morning, BJ. How are you?
I'm great. But let me go back over that bio again. I think they muted us for just a minute. But Cornelia is a career mentor and author who helps people love money. She works with people to create a career transition plan, whether it's starting their own business or finding a new career path that really lights them up. This includes people who are self-employed and want to move deeper into the work they're meant to do, or who are confident they are fulfilling their purpose, their life purpose now, but just aren't reaching their income goals. I'm going to let her share more about that. Cornelia, again, I welcome you to the Walking Empowered Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. It's really fun to be here this morning.
I am so glad. And you're in Vermont, and it's cold there.
It's really cold. I think we've been in the news. We're pretty close to Massachusetts. It's getting all that snow. And I'm
right
up north in Burlington. We've got about a foot of snow, which is quite a lot for us, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you stay warm. You stay very warm.
Well, thank you.
I was listening and reading over your bio, and one of the things I wanted to ask you, why do you feel it's so important that listeners connect with the gifts and talents they're meant to share with others?
Yeah, well, it's all about kind of the theme of this show about passion, right? I mean, it's, first of all, just personally, what it does for you in terms of living from a place of passion enables you to just feel much happier just in general in your life. But it's also about making the world a better place. I mean, each of us was born with unique gifts and talents, and we were meant to share those gifts with the world to make it a better place. And so it's important for us personally in order to really thrive in all areas of our lives, as well as it's just important in terms of making the world a better place and really touching people's lives in a way that really is able to help and transform them.
So what is so special, or what do you think that we have that we shouldn't dread Mondays?
What? Say that question again, BJ.
What is it that you feel that each of us has inside of us? But you said you're one of those people who help people love Mondays. And I hear it all the time. Oh, my, it's Monday. So what do we have that's so special that we shouldn't dread Monday?
Well, you know, each of us has the capacity to actually wake up Monday morning and be really excited about the work that we go to. And for each of us, what really lights us up inside and really makes us feel passionate is really different. I mean, someone might have a business that they feel really passionate about. Someone might be a healer. Someone else, you know, might be a teacher and really love children. It's really different for each of us. And the way to understand what that is that gives us that passion and the work we're meant to do is to really think about, you know, what's happening out there in the world that really, you know, it breaks our heart. Like, you know, is it, you know, seeing children, for instance, who have, I don't know, maybe some kind of cancer or some kind of an illness. Maybe you want to be a health coach if that's something that really breaks your heart. You know, maybe, you know, you want to help people. You see so many people just, you know, having migraines or some kind of health issue or weight challenges, and you just really know that you have a way that you can support those people, and it really breaks your heart when you hear about how people struggle with those things.
Okay. So what should excite us and motivate us, passion of what's in our heart to do?
So there are just some things that are kind of red flags that you're out of alignment with your life purpose. And again, it's about kind of what is breaking your heart? What is it, you know, that you feel passionate about? I work with a lot of people, actually, who, for instance, I just had a call last night with somebody who is an artist, and that's what she really went to school to be an artist, and that was about 15, 20 years ago, but she's evolved and turned into, she's started a business that has really nothing to do with the art that she is really meant to share. And so she's not bringing in the income that she's really meant to bring in because she's not doing her life purpose, and she's unhappy. You know, she's having health issues. She's unhappy. Mm-hmm. She's not making the money she wants to make. So that's an example of somebody who has an opportunity to really embrace who they are, this artist, and have the capacity to be successful in. I don't know if that answers your question, BJ.
It does. It does. The signs that you're talking about that we're out of alignment with our life purpose, health, emotional, as you say, some of the red flags. What are some of the other red flags that we see that tell us we're out of alignment with the real life purpose that we have?
Yeah, that's a good question. So each of us has four core personal values. And if we are going to a job or into a business that we own every day where we are leaving the real us at home, and so that you're mm-hmm. out of alignment with your four core values when you're at work, that's when these health issues come up. And I know this from personal experience. I actually worked in the financial services field for several years and then really crashed and burned health-wise. Depression is kind of how it showed up for me. That's a really common one. You know, we're not fully expressing ourselves. So, you know, kind of who we are, our passion is actually being depressed. So depression is a big one. Anxiety, people who have, you know, either struggling with kind of weight stuff or insomnia, and even people who have kind of chronic health issues, those often manifest over time if we're out of alignment.
Wow. So how should we address that?
Well, I mean, that's the tough thing. I mean, this is where people get stuck, you know, and my belief is that, you know, depending on how old each of us is, but like my parents, you know, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and my parents went to a job each day that they didn't necessarily love. And that is kind of the paradigm that we all grew up with, that, you know, our parents, you know, went to this job that they just needed to cover the bills and put food on the table. And, of course, that's really important. And so what's happening now, though, is that, you know, we grew up that way, that it was okay to just go in and punch a clock and not be passionate about what you do. But now what's happening, I believe, kind of the evolutionary kind of path of you know, who we are kind of as humans, is that we are really being called to share our passions and our gifts and talents with people through our career. And so that's part of the shift that's taking place. So when you ask that question about, well, so why aren't people embracing it? Well, there's this huge mm-hmm. inner conflict between the old way we used to do things and then this new way. And then also people are often being called to do something that they know is so different than what they're doing now that they just really don't know what the next step is. And so there's, you know, not knowing how to move forward and identify what they do, you know, that will be really a passionate career for them. And then there's also, you know, the fear that comes up. It's like, because change can be pretty scary.
Right, right. That's right. I'm glad you just addressed that, because I believe it is a fear, Cornelia. It is a fear, especially when it's not familiar, when we've never seen it before, maybe in our families or in our community. We see everyone leaving their homes, coming out of the garage, and going to work. And when you're talking about doing something different, I believe that is a fear. I agree with you. Go ahead.
No, it is a fear, and part of where that comes from is comes from us, BJ, as well as, you know, people around us. You know, we may share kind of a dream that we've envisioned in terms of a career that we think we'd love, and we might share that with other people, and, you know, they might impose their own fears onto us, you know, unknowingly trying to be supportive, but unknowingly kind of adding another layer of fear to that internal process.
I recently experienced where a young lady graduated from college. She graduated cum laude, and great, 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 great educational skill, but the question was asked, so now where did she go find a job? And the answer was, that's not what I want to do. I've created this for me to do the passion that I love. And, you know, unless you understand it or at least attempt to embrace it, it's foreign. It's foreign.
Yeah, and good for her. So, and here's the interesting, I don't know how old she is, but there are a lot of people in their 20s and 30s who are looking at their careers in a different way. They see it as, you know, they see a lot going out there in the world that because they're so sensitive, they just have a lot of trouble with, you know, just kind of the things that we all see either on the news or in our local communities. And they just know that they're here to make the world a better place. So I just, you know, I love hearing those stories. They're just so inspiring.
Right, right. And I so appreciate what you're doing because it does give us options. I think that's the word I'm looking for. It shows us that we have options. So what do you think are the biggest obstacles that hold people or bind them back from fulfilling their life purpose?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it's, first of all, knowing that, you know, you actually have a right. Each of us has a right and, you know, an opportunity to do something in our work that feels really fulfilling to us. So that's kind of the first thing. And then also, you know, and we touched upon this a second ago around the whole fear thing, you know, we get those really loud voices in our head that are like, well, you know, who do you think you are? You know, you're too big for your britches. You know, you can't do that. You know, you don't deserve this. I mean, we all have that kind of inner kind of self-talk that happens on a regular basis. And so that stops a lot of people. And it's just, you know, I mean, that's why people often end up working with somebody like a, you know, a career coach or somebody who's a, you know, a family member or a colleague who's supportive, who can kind of just, you know, help people move through those fears and that self-talk and know that, you know, because where they are right now, they're probably pretty unhappy, you know, especially if they're out of alignment with their values. And so, you know, everybody needs somebody to kind of be their champion to urge them forward and tell them that they can do it.
Wow. That's true. Being a mentor, what have you found are some of the challenges that you've heard people express to you?
You know, I think a lot of it are health challenges. You know, I have one client who she's homeschooling her children. And she is, you know, that's part of her purpose is to be a mother and to be a teacher. But at the same time, you know, because of the sensitivities that she has, she's had some health challenges. And so, you know, it's being able to connect with somebody who's a career mentor, for instance, enables her to plug into a community that's greater than her and get her kind of out and engaged. And, you know, right now we're actually looking at, you know, how can she express different parts of herself that she hasn't had a chance to express, you know, like being an artist or, you know, being an athlete, that kind of thing, which often gets submerged when we have so many responsibilities between our job and our family and that kind of thing. And so that's really actually a huge act of self-care is to really honor all aspects of ourselves and the different passions that we have.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So how do listeners identify with their life, what their life purpose is? Is it always
so
clear?
Well, you know what's interesting? A lot of people come to me and they have several things that they're thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm able to help them kind of narrow that down. So people, you know, they can connect with me by going to my website, lifepurposestrategysession.com, and they enter their name and their email address, and then they'll come to a really quick form that they can fill out to schedule a complimentary life purpose strategy session with me. But the other thing that people can do, you know, if they just want to do their own thing, they can go to that same website and download a copy of my book. It's the ebook version. And they go to that LifePurposeStrategySession.com website. They can download the PDF version of the book. The book's called Go Forward Fearlessly. And there's a whole chapter in there about how to identify what your life purpose is. There's you know, several exercises in there that people can go through and just kind of get a sense of what kind of work that they are really meant to do. And you know, most people actually, when we do these strategy sessions, most people over the course of that time that we spend together, which is, you know, only maybe half an hour, you know, we bring some things to the surface that they hadn't thought about for a while, and it really gets their mind and their heart kind of moving into a different direction around what the possibilities are really out there for them.
Wow. Wow. Repeat that website again, please,
Fenia. Oh, sure. It's so it's www.lifepurposestrategysession.com.
Great, great. We want our listeners to go out there because you're sharing some excellent tools that we can use to move into our life purpose and a good purpose at that. I want to ask you, though, how did you get started in this?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's actually, that's so important. It's really important, and actually love that question because I believe it's really important, at least in the work that I do in the career mentoring field, that it's important to have tried the tools that you're informing other people to apply to their lives. So in other words, all the things that I recommend to my clients and students are things that I've used in my own life. So I've done a lot of research, I've tried a lot of different things, and then I've kind of distilled it down to the specific steps that I know will be successful because I've applied them to my own life and my own business. So the way I got started is actually, we talked about this a minute ago, is, you know, I work in financial services as a broker. I'm going to have, you know, over 10 to 15, 20 years have helped people reach their goals in the career area as well as other areas of their life. And then just before I started my business, I was in financial services. It was totally out of alignment with my personal values. And I tried to make it work and tried to make it work. I tried different things, and it just wasn't working. And that's when I got really sick. I'm a really healthy person normally, and I actually got really depressed. And so there's that red flag that I was talking about, that's, you know, really a red flag that you're really out of alignment and need to be doing really what you're meant to be doing. So so I actually had to leave that job in order to start feeling better. I was only working half time. That's how sick I was. And then so I made sure that I had put enough money away and some financial fallback so that over, you know, after I left my job, that I would obviously, you know, I'd be able to pay my bills and make that transition successfully.
Right.
And then I went through, you know, doing a lot of self-care and all the things I need to do to get better, and then started planning this new business where I knew I could tailor my career and align it with my personal values.
Wow. And I know I speak probably on behalf of many that you have worked with. Unfortunately, you went through that, but fortunately it was to propel you to your life purpose.
Exactly, and that's what often comes out in these complimentary sessions, BJ, is, you know, it's some story that somebody has in their past in terms of, you know, helping other people, for instance, that are artists who also suffer with anxiety and depression. You know, that would be an example of, you know, how, you know, you were able to navigate that successfully, and so you can turn and help other people with that. And if you hadn't gone through that process, you know, people who are considering working with you, you know, wouldn't be able to say, oh, well, you know, she's been through this, and so, you know, she's been successful, and she can mentor me through this process, and I know it's possible for me too.
Right, Right, right. So again, how can listeners, as you share this again, how can listeners or others, they know that could use some support right now, presently, request that complimentary life purchase, life purpose strategy session to learn more about the work they are meant to do?
Yeah, so they can go to that website, lifepurposestrategysession.com, enter their name and their email address, and fill out the quick form. And I'd be happy to connect with them and get something on the calendar and give them some really concrete and creative steps that they can implement immediately. That, of course, is complimentary, and so is the copy of the book on that same website that will also give them great tools for moving forward more easily in that area.
Great, great. We've got a few more minutes. So I want to ask you, if you had to speak to that person out there that debating and trying to make a decision on what to do this morning. They've heard you. They have noticed the red flag. They are feeling out of alignment, but they really didn't know what they were feeling. What would you speak to them to encourage them on today?
Yeah, I mean, I would, you know, a great thing to do is to look to other people who have been through what you've been through, you know, like, you know, I find it really inspirational, you know, during that period when I was pretty low emotionally in that other job, you know, I would read a lot of biographies and read about other challenges that other people had been through in their lives, you know. Connect, it's really important to have a social network around you of people who are really supportive. So they're not the dream killers. You know, they're not the naysayers,
yeah,
but they're really positive people to have around you. Self-care, BJ, is also really, really important. I have a whole chapter on that in my book that's on my website. Self-care is so key. And once you deal with the self-care piece, get enough sleep, for instance, drink lots of water, that basic stuff, get exercise. It's pretty amazing what you're able to do and have the energy to move forward with.
Wow. Familia, thank you so much for stopping by Walking in Power. It's been an awesome, awesome time. And thank you for the nuggets you've been sharing with us on this morning. Please make sure you go to her website and schedule that strategy session with her. Also download the complimentary book. We just thank you. We thank you. And I look forward to having you back at Walking in Power again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, BJ.
As we're preparing. Thank you. Thank you. So we have had a wonderful, wonderful time with Cornelia Ward. Make sure, go to her website. Make sure that's at LifePurposeStrategySession.com. LifePurposeStrategySession.com. I would like to share with you, whatever you do and wherever you go, always walk in power. See you next time.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4 and 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. BJ Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.